लेकिन पवित्रता का सहयोग नहीं दे पाई।
बट दे विल नॉट बी एबल टू गिव कॉपरेशन इन प्योरिटी।
क्या
वॉट
प्योरिटी वो सहयोग नहीं दे
पाई। दे कुडंट गिव कॉपरेशन इन प्योरिटी। That is why they are praised as the thousand arms. That thousand armed Brahma is playing the part now. The part of Brahma in the task of establishment is fixed till the end.
Brahma koi ek nahi hota hai.
And Brahma is not only one.
Brahma ko char mukh dikhaye jaate.
Four faces are shown to Brahma.
Yeah.
What?
Char mukh. Paanch mukh bhi dikhaye jaate.
Four faces are shown. Five faces are shown as well.
Chaturanan mein kaha jata hai. Panchanan mein kaha jata hai.
He is called Chaturanan, that is, the one with four faces. He is called Panchanan, the one with five faces.
Zaroor itne mukh wale.
Certainly, there aren't any people with so many faces.
Number one, paanch bajane wali aatmaon ke naam hai.
These are the names of the souls who play the part number wise.
Ye prayer ki di jati hai. Pehla Brahma, dusra Brahma, teesra Brahma, chautha Brahma.
This priority is given to them as the first Brahma, the second Brahma, the third Brahma, and the fourth Brahma. So this task keeps going on in the form of Brahma.
Jis tal mein bhi pravesh karta hai uska naam Brahma rakha
hai. Whichever body he, that is the supreme soul, enters is named Brahma. Now the world is being created through that Brahma.
Pehle Brahmano ki shakti banti hai, phir devtaon ki shakti banti hai, phir kshatriyon ki shakti banti hai.
First, the world of Brahmins is created, then the world of deities is created, then the world of warriors, that is Kshatriya, is created, then the world of the Vaishyas is created, and then the world of Shudras is created. There will certainly be a difference between the Shudras and the deities. The deities are praised as viceless. And the Shudras are called vicious. They say, hey, he is a sweeper, don't they? It means that some of his acts are such based on which he is called a sweeper. He is a Shudra. Shudra people are seen with downcasted eyes. Why do they see them with downcasted eyes? Because they are vicious. Brahmins are without vice. Kings used to appoint those Brahmins as their ministers. Thinking, we don't have that much wisdom. We are indeed vicious kings. We will take opinion from these Brahmins and do our job, and we will continue to rule. Their intellect is pure. They will give us a pure opinion. Thus, the quality of being viceless, Nirvikari Pana, is worshipped. A woman,
Purusha.
A man,
Vivahita Purusha, Vivahita Stri,
a married man, a married woman,
Kanya, Kumar,
a virgin, that is Kanya, and a Kumar, a bachelor. Who is the purest among these? A virgin is the purest. Why? Aren't the sannyasis of today pure? Why? There might be a sannyasi in this village. Bring him. We will ask him now. Aren't sannyasis pure?
क्योंकि वो बाहर रहता है लेकिन दमन बुद्धि अंदर रहता है.
Someone said because he stays outside but his mind and intellect is inclined towards the vices.
सन्यासी भी जब नौ दुर्गा पूजन होता है ना तो कन्याओं की पूजा करते हैं.
Yes, even the sannyasis worship the virgins during the Navadurga Puja, that is, the worship of the nine forms of Goddess Durga.
उनके पांव पूजते हैं.
They worship their feet.
इससे क्या साबित हुआ?
What does it prove? Someone said something.
कि कन्या के मुकाबले पूजा करते.
That they are more impure compared to the virgins.
इसलिए उनकी पूजा करते हैं कन्या.
That is the reason they worship the virgins.
और वही कन्या जब शादी हो जाती है.
And when the same virgin is married,
तो सन्यासी को पांव पूजती.
She touches the feet of the sannyasis.
क्या हो गया?
What happened?
कुछ हो गया क्या? भिखारी में.
Did anything happen in just a single day?
भिखारी बन गई.
She became vicious.
शक्ति जीरो होने लगी.
Her power began to reduce.
शक्ति है ना?
There is power, isn't there?
स्त्री की शक्ति हो और चाहे पुरुष की शक्ति हो.
Whether it is the power of a woman or the power of a man,
इस शक्ति के भेद से बच्चा पैदा होता है.
The power through the combination of which a child is born.
वो शक्ति अगर जीरो हो जाए, पतित हो जाए, तो उसको पतित कहा जाता है.
If that power diminishes, if it becomes impure, then that person is called impure.
और वो शक्ति क्षीण ना हो.
And the one whose power doesn't diminish,
उसको अपनी भारतीय परंपरा में अमोघ वीर्य शंकर जी कहा
जाता है. He is called अमोघ वीर्य शंकर जी in our Indian tradition.
क्या कहा जाता है? अमोघ वीर्य शंकर.
What is he called? अमोघ वीर्य शंकर जी.
माने उनका वीर्य कभी नीचे नहीं गिर सकता.
इट मीन्स हिज वीर्य दैट इज विगर नेवर ड्रेन्स डाउनवर्ड्स.
इसलिए वो दुनिया की स्तुति बन गए.
दैट इज व्हाई ही बिकेम वर्शिप वर्दी इन द वर्ल्ड.
पवित्रता का बहुत.
दैट इज व्हाई देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ इम्पोर्टेंस फॉर प्योरिटी.
जो नई शक्ति तैयार होती है उसमें सब आत्मा पवित्र होती है. मनुष्य
All the human souls are pure in the new world that is created.
इसलिए प्रकृति सारा कार्य संपन्न करती
है. That is why the nature accomplishes all the tasks.
पेड़ ऐसे ऐसे पैदा होंगे जिनमें से कपड़ा अपने आप निकलेगा. बहुत पसंद.
Such trees will grow from which cloth will automatically come out, like the bhojpatra, that is a species of a bird's tree.
बढ़िया से बढ़िया कपड़ा निकले.
The most excellent cloths will come out.
अच्छी ऐसे अच्छे अच्छे बड़े बड़े पैदा होंगे.
Such nice big birds will be born.
जो पुष्पक विमान का काम करे.
That will do the work of पुष्पक विमान, the mythological flying vehicle of the deities.
उसको थोड़ा सा इशारा दो तो इधर घूमे.
If you give them a little signal, they will turn to the left.
इधर इशारा दो तो इधर घूमे.
If you give them the signal to move to the right side, they will move in the right.
ऊपर गए तो ऊपर उड़ेंगे, नीचे गए तो नीचे आ जाएंगे.
If you tell them to move up, they will fly upwards, and if you tell them to move down, they will come down.
ये प्राकृतिक सौंदर्य.
There will be this natural beauty.
मनुष्य को कोई कारखाना आखाना चलाने की दरकार नहीं है. वो है सब कुछ.
There will be no need for the human being to run any factory, etc. Everything will be available.
शांति पूरी होगी.
There will be complete happiness and peace.
अशांति की कोई बात नहीं. अशांति की कोई बात नहीं.
There will be no issue of restlessness, no issue of tiredness.
हताश का नाम निशान.
No name and trace of tiredness.
आज वैसे भी मनुष्य काम नहीं करना चाहता है.
Anyhow, today human being doesn't want to work.
चाहे ऑफिसरों को देख लो.
You may have a look at the officers of today.
चाहे बड़े बड़े ऑफिसों में जाके देख लो. सारे मस्ती मारने चाहते.
You may go and see in big offices. Everyone wants to make merry.
स्कूलों में जाके देख लो.
Go and see in the schools.
इंजीनियरों को जाके देख लो.
Go and see the engineers.
सारे भ्रष्टाचारी बने पड़े.
All of them have become corrupt, that is, भ्रष्टाचारी.
पैसा लाओ और सड़क पास कर देंगे.
दे से bring money and we will pass your application for a road.
ऐसा क्यों होता जा रहा
है? Why is it happening like this?
आराम पोशी क्यों होती जा रही है?
Why is the desire for leisure, that is आराम पोशी, growing so much?
इसलिए होती जा रही है कि अब मनुष्य जो है थक चुका है.
It is growing because now human being has become tired. The consciousness of the body has increased so much that today man is not able to work. He wants to enjoy the earnings obtained without due efforts. Now God has come and is changing the world.
वो भी बता रहा है बच्चे मैंने तो ऐसी सच्ची स्थापन की थी जहाँ तुम्हें कोई काम धंधा नहीं करना पड़ता.
He too is telling us, children, I had established such a world where you didn't need to do any work.
आज से 100-200 साल पहले घर के सब सदस्य काम नहीं करते थे.
100 to 200 years ago, all the members of a family didn't used to work.
घर का एक मुखिया होता था, कमाई करता था और पूरा परिवार खाता था.
There used to be one head of a house. He used to earn, and the entire family used to eat food earned by that earning.
आज परिवार के सारे सदस्य काम करते हैं.
Whereas today all the members of a family work.
और फिर भी पेट पूर्ति नहीं हो पा रही.
Still it is not becoming possible to fill the stomach.
दुखी और परेशान हो रहे.
They are becoming sorrowful and worried.
क्या कारण हुआ?
What is the reason for this?
कैंसर पड़ गया.
What is the difference?
देह मानता.
The difference is body consciousness.
आज जो आत्मा है वो इस देह के संबंध में 84 जन्मों में आते आते अपने को देह समझ में.
Today the soul considers itself a body due to coming in the connection of the body in the 84 births.
हम आत्मा नहीं हम देह हैं.
We consider that we are not a soul, we are a body.
आज से 2500 साल पहले वासियों ने ऋषियों ने जो शास्त्र बनाए थे उनमें ये परंपरा चालू की थी.
The scriptures which the great sages and saints made 2500 years ago, in them they started a tradition.
टीका लगाओ.
Apply a टीका, that is a vermilion mark.
बिंदी लगाओ.
Apply a bindi.
ताकि एक दूसरे को आत्मा के रूप में देखने की प्रैक्टिस बनी रहे.
So that the practice of seeing each other in the form of a soul remains.
आज वो बिंदी लगाना सिर्फ माताओं के अंदर रह गया.
Now that tradition of applying a bindi remained only among the mothers.
अच्छी बात माताओं ने अभी तक भी धारण की हुई है. पुरुषों ने वो भी छोड़ दिया.
The mothers have assimilated the good habit even until now, whereas the men have stopped that also.
अगर लगाते भी हैं तो सन्यासी लोग उसको कूट लगाएंगे.
Even if they, that is men, apply it, the sannyasis apply a tripund, a set of three lines made on the forehead with cow dung, ash or sandal.
हम एक आत्मा नहीं है, हम तीन तीन आत्मा हैं. ब्रह्मा, विष्णु, शंकर, जो हमारे अंदर होते
हैं. They think we are not a single soul, we are the three souls, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. All the three of them are present inside us.
हम त्रिमूर्ति शिव हैं.
We are Trimurti Shiv.
उनका ज्ञान उठाई है.
So they have taken the knowledge in an opposite way.
अगर यही बात है जो बुद्धि में रही होती.
If this very thing would have remained in their intellect.
क्यों ऋषियों महर्षियों ने आत्म किस्मती के लिए ये सीता की निशानी लगाई थी.
That those sages and great sages applied the symbol of टीका for the awareness of the soul.
कि हमको तुमको याद रहे कि हम आत्म किस्मती में टिकने वाली आत्मा.
That we and you should remember that we are souls who remain in the soul conscious state.
टीका लगाने की बात नहीं है.
It is not just about applying a टीका.
तो लगाए दूसरा हो.
Then the very scenario would have been different.
अभी भगवान बाप आके कहते हैं बच्चे कोई भी दिखावा करने की जरूरत नहीं.
Now God the Father comes and says, children, there is no need to do any show off.
बिंदी लगाने की दरकार नहीं, टीका लगाने की दरकार नहीं, त्रिपुंड लगाने की दरकार नहीं. अपने को समझो कि हम विस्तार आत्मा हैं.
The there is no need to put a bindi, there is no need to put a tika, and there is no need to put a tripund. Just consider that you are a soul in the form of a star. Forget considering yourself to be a body.
अपने को भी देह मत समझो, आत्मा समझो, और दूसरे को भी देह मत समझो, आत्मा समझो.
Don't consider yourself to be a body. Consider yourself a soul, and don't consider the others to be a body either. Consider them to be a soul.
अगर ये प्रैक्टिस पक्की करेंगे,
if you make this practice firm,
तो पांच विकार अपने आप भाग जाएंगे.
Then the five vices will run away automatically. Because the five vices originate due to considering yourself a body. If you consider yourself a body, I am a man, she is a woman, then the consciousness of the body came. When the consciousness of being a woman and a man comes, the attraction for each other develops. So, the more we practice considering we are a soul, the vice, lust, will run away to that extent. When does anger come? When we think, I am a wrestler, I am well built, he is frail, he is weak. How dare he talk in front of me? I will give him a slap. So, ego arose, anger arose. Why did anger arise? It arose because we saw him in the form of a body. Anger too comes on the basis of the body.
Lover.
Greed. Why did greed come? Because we think, I have accumulated so much wealth and property. I am the owner of so much property. What is he? A beggar on the road. How will he confront me? So, this attitude of greed also brings ego. What did the Muslims do? Why did they attack Hindustan? They were influenced by the attitude of greed and hence attacked Hindustan and became attackers. They did the very thing which they should have not done. So, whether it is anger, whether it is lust, whether it is greed, or whether it is attachment, for example, the thought, he is my child. The child was born through the mother's womb, so she becomes attached with him. Sangat sanjayate kamaha kamat krodho abhijayate. Topics like these are mentioned in the Gita. The attachment which develops is also due to body consciousness, due to the thought, he is my child. He is born from my body. The father develops attachment towards that child as well as the mother develops attachment towards that child. Are, there are so many children in the world. They are so sorrowful and miserable. Why doesn't the intellect go towards them? Why is their intellect going so much only towards their child? It is because there is the feeling of my. He was born from my body. Thus, the attachment originates from the body conscious stage as well.
अहंकार मैं शरीर से राजा हूँ ये
है. Ego comes from the thought, I am a king with this body. He is poor. Thus, this ego of the body gives rise to all the five vices.
ये पांच विकारों का श्रवण करने के लिए भगवान आकर के पहली बात पहली पढ़ाई पढ़ाते हैं बच्चे तो
To destroy all these five vices, when he comes, the first thing God teaches, the first lesson, children, consider yourself to be a point of light soul. These five vices will automatically run away if you consider yourself to be a soul. Deities have the awareness of the soul. Deities don't have the awareness of the body. Due to having the awareness of the soul, the inclination of the intellect goes towards the soul. And due to having the awareness of the body, the inclination of the intellect goes towards the organs of action of the body. Even among them, the corrupt organs attract more. If there is an inclination towards the corrupt organs, the intellect will go on becoming corrupt. If the inclination of intellect goes towards the righteous organs where the soul resides, then the birth of the children by the attraction of the righteous organs will begin. The world of deities is not created by the corrupt organs. Their birth takes place through the righteous organs. For that, there is also an example in our country, India. Which bird is considered as our national bird? Someone said the peacock. The peacock. Why? Why do we consider the peacock as our national bird? Why is the peacock's feather put on the crown on the forehead of God Krishna? It is because the peacock doesn't give birth to the young ones through corrupt organs. Even today, such an example is present. A peahen, that is Morni, drinks the tears of a peacock when he dances and she becomes pregnant just through that. So, when the example of a peacock and a peahen is proving this fact, then will there not be a world where birth takes place through the righteous organs? If your intellect delights in the corrupt organs, in the organs of excretion, then will the intellect become corrupt or will it become righteous? It will become corrupt. Now God, the Father has come. He says, children, you were deities. Now you have become demons. When you were deity, you used to experience pleasures that give happiness.
Yes. ऐसा सुख नहीं भोगते थे जिसके आदि में भी दुख हो, मध्य में भी दुख हो और अंत में भी दुखदायी बन जाए।
You didn't used to experience such a pleasure which is sorrowful at the beginning as well as sorrowful in the middle and is sorrowful in the end as well.
बच्चे की जब पैदाइश होती है,
when the child is born,
तो स्त्री को भी दुख होता है.
The woman experiences sorrow too.
जो कन्या आकर के माँ बनती है उसको माँ के बनने की पैदाइश की आदि में कितना दुख अनुभव होता है.
The kanya who comes and becomes a mother, she experiences so much sorrow at the beginning of procreation, that is, when she becomes a mother,
aur uski bhi nistej ho jata hai.
And the male becomes spiritless too.
Wo bhi shaktishil ho jata hai.
He too loses his energy.
Lambe samay ka jeevan hai, brahmacharya jeevan, uska nasht ho jata hai.
His long life of celibacy is destroyed.
Jiske aaj mein bhi dukh hai. उसकी जब पैदाइश होगी बच्चे की,
सो द एक्ट विच हैज सोरो इन द बिगिनिंग एज वेल व्हेन अ चाइल्ड विल बी बोर्न थ्रू दैट एक्ट,
तो वो सुखदायी बच्चा पैदा होगा या दुखदायी होगा.
विल अ चाइल्ड हु गिव्स हैप्पीनेस बी बोर्न और विल अ चाइल्ड हु गिव्स सोरो बी बोर्न?
दुखदायी.
ही विल बी द वन हु गिव्स सोरो.
आज जो भी बच्चे पैदा हो रहे हैं पिछले जन्म पैदा हो रहे हैं.
Today all the children who are taking birth are like scorpions and spiders.
कोई भी माँ बाप को मान्यता नहीं देती.
None of them gives importance to their mother and father.
अपने रचयिता को ही मान्यता नहीं देती तो दुनिया को क्या सुख देंगे?
They don't give importance to their very creator. Then what happiness will they give to the world?
आगे ये सब नष्ट होने वाला. एटम बम बन चुके.
Now this world is going to be destroyed. Atom bombs have been prepared.
आज से 100 साल पहले कोई नहीं जानता था एटम बम क्या की होगी.
100 years ago, nobody knew what atom bombs were.
अभी भगवान आया हुआ है तो एटम की एनर्जी की तैयार हो गई.
Now God has come, so the atomic energy has become ready as well.
लेकिन भगवान का स्थापना का कार्य जब तक पूरा नहीं होगा.
But until the task of establishment of God is completed,
माला रूपी संगठन जब तक तैयार नहीं होंगे जो सारी शक्ति को कंट्रोल करने वाले हैं,
until the gathering like rosaries of those who control the entire world become ready,
वो शेष हाथ में जब तक संसार में प्रत्यक्ष नहीं होती है,
until those righteous souls are revealed in the world,
वो 9 लाख की बड़ी से बड़ी माला, 9 लाख सितारे, आसमान के सितारे,
the biggest rosary of 9 lakhs, that is 900,000 souls, the 9 lakh stars, the stars of the sky,
mane unki stage wale sitare, chaitanya sitare,
meaning the stars with the high stage, the living stars,
jab tak sansar mein gyan ki roshni nahi dekhne wale taiyar hote hain,
until the ones who spread the light of knowledge in the world become ready,
tab tak atom bomb ka vishwas
the explosions of the atom bombs will not take place with full force.
जब वो 9 लाख सितारे तैयार हो जाएंगे तो संसार में 5-7 रोज के अंदर एटमिक विस्फोट इतनी जोर से होंगे कि सारी दुनिया खराश हो जाएगी.
When those 9 lakh stars become ready, within 5 to 7 days, the explosion of the atom bombs will take place so violently in the world that the entire world will be destroyed.
Atom bombs ke vishwas se,
by the explosion of the atom bombs,
prithvi ka niyantran dol jayega.
The earth's balance will be disturbed.
Bhukamp aayenge bade bade.
Massive earthquakes will occur.
और बड़े बड़े भूकंपों में जो आज ये बड़ी बड़ी बिल्डिंगें बनाते जा रहे हैं सब हमारे साथ धराशायी हो जाए.
इन दोज मैसिव अर्थक्वेक्स ऑल द बिग 100 स्टोरी बिल्डिंग्स विच दे आर बिल्डिंग नाउ विल कोलैप्स.
ताश के पत्ते की तरह गिरेगी.
दे विल फॉल लाइक अ पैक ऑफ कार्ड्स.
और दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा विनाश होगा भूकंप.
And the biggest destruction of the world will take place due to earthquakes.
Atom bombs ke padne se utna vinash nahi hoga.
The destruction will not be caused by the explosion of atom bombs to that extent.
Bhukamp se bada vinash.
Massive destruction will take place due to earthquakes.
Atom bomb phatenge.
When the atom bombs explode,
to prithvi ke north pole mein aur south pole mein jo milon ke pahad hai barf ke, वो पिघल करके समुद्र में आ जाए.
Then the mountains of ice, which are miles high in the North Pole and the South Pole of the Earth, will melt and come into ocean. The level of ocean will rise hundreds of meters high.
Bombay, Madras, Calcutta,
all the cities like Bombay, Madras, Calcutta will drown. Not only those will drown. But this Africa, America, Australia, whose name and sign was not there in the intellect of human beings 500 to 700 years ago, they too will drown in the depth of the ocean. These are the religious lands of other religions. These religious lands did not exist 1,000 years ago and are not going to exist now either. Only one religious land will remain, the land of Bharat, that is Bharatkhand. There will be the rule of deities in the land of Bharat. The rule of demons is going to end. Today, the Western culture has dominated the Indian population. The Western system of government has become dominant. The Swadeshi, that is Indian system of rule, was the rule of kings. The kingship of kings which God established when he came. The foreigners came and made it the rule of subjects. The rule of subjects over subjects. Now this rule of subjects over subjects is going to end. It cannot succeed. People understand this issue as well. They also understand that the personalities like Subhash Chandra Bose and Mahatma Gandhi have failed in this world. Now people can't see a shore. Darkness and only darkness is visible in all the four directions. Now just within a short while, everyone's eyes will open. Let the sound of drums, that is nagada of destruction, be made a little. And people will get up and stand right away.